Dham ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Mayapur Navadi Dham ki jai. Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya ki jai. Shri Tulsi Devi ki jai. Shri Bhakti Devi ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sanjaya. Sanjaya. Security Sanjaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 5, entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vasi. Navadvare pure dehi. Naiva kurvam na kuryayam. Naiva kurvam na karyayam. Sarva kamani manasa. Sanyasyaste sukham vasi. Navadvare pure dehi. Naiva kurva na kadayam. Sarva karmani manasa. Sanyasyaste sukham vasi. Navadvare pure dekhi. Naiva karva na kadayam. Sarva karmani manasa. Navadvare pure dehi. Naiva karvanna karayan. Sarva. Sarva. All. Karmani. Activities. Manasa. By the mind. Sanyasya, giving up. Aste, remains. Sukham, in happiness. Vasi, one who is controlled. Navadvare, in the place where there are the nine gates. Pure, in the city. Dehi, the embodied soul. Na, never. Eva, certainly. Kurvan, doing anything. Na, not. Kurayan, excuse me, karayan, causing to be done. When the embodied living being controls his nature and mentally renounces all actions, he resides happily in the city of nine gates, the material body, neither working nor causing work to be done. Purport. The embodied soul lives in the city of nine gates. The activities of the body, or the figurative city of body, are conducted automatically by its particular modes of nature. The soul, although subjecting himself to the conditions of the body, can be beyond those conditions if he so desires. Owing only to forgetfulness of his superior nature, he identifies with the material body and therefore suffers. By Krishna consciousness, he can revive his real position and thus come out of the embodiment. Therefore, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, one at once becomes completely aloof from bodily activities. In such a controlled life, in which his deliberations are changed, he lives happily within the city of nine gates. The nine gates are mentioned as follows: Navadware Puradehi, Hangso Lelayate Bahi, Vasi Sarvasya Lokasya, Ata Varasya Charasya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is living within the body of a living entity, is the controller of all living entities all over the universe. The body consists of nine gates: two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, one mouth, the anus, and the genitals. The living entity is in his conditioned stage, identifies himself with the body. But when he identifies himself with the Lord within himself, he becomes just as free as the Lord, even while in the body. Svaitashvatara Upanishad 3:18. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person is free from both the outer and inner activities of the material body. Om Ajnana Timinandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Gidim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. So, this verse is describing how a Krishna conscious person relates to the body. A person that is interested in sense gratification is convinced of being the body, right? Just like in someone identifies as being, I'm an American, I am Indian, I am Sindhi, I am Gujarati, I am a Marwari, right? So you try to convince that person, no, you're not an American. What do you mean? I'm American. I have a passport. I have a U.S. passport, right? It has my photograph in it. I'm American. But actually, he's not an American, not an Indian, none of these identifications. Those are all to do with the body, right? So here Krishna says, one living within the city of the nine gates, right? In the old days, the cities used to have walls around them. You can go to some cities and still see the old walls and some of the gates, right? Like in Delhi, there's the Ajmeri Gate, right? So that means there was a wall around the city, and that was the gate that led to Ajmer. Ahmedabad also, same. There's some gates. So this body is it's like a city, right? And actually, the gates are holes. There's nine holes in the body. Two ears, two eyes, two nostrils, one mouth, one genital, one anus. Right? These are holes. Information goes in. Right? Like the stomach gives a signal. Empty, hungry, right? So in goes the food, right? Then the stomach gives a signal through the brain. Full ho gaya. No more. Right? Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada said, we take prasadam up to the neck. Right? Full. So when you think about a city, you live in a city, it's not an integral part of you that you live in a city, right? Yes, you're in the city. And there's so many other people living in the city, and you might think your city is a great city, but you don't think I am the city, right? I'm Bombay. No. People think, you know, what was the old slogan? Marathi Bombay, Sundara Bombay. Marathi. Remember that? In the old days, you used to write it on the Marathi Bombay, Sundara Bombay. In the early days of the Shiv Sena, they used to write that on the walls. So just to give us an idea that we're not this body, right? It's like living in a city with 9 gates. We don't identify with it. But in order to not identify with it, one has to have a mental determination. Now, there's 2 ways you can have a mental determination. One is that I am this body and I will enjoy this body. I am the tongue, I am the eyes, I am the ears, I am this genital, and I will do my best to enjoy it. That's one determination. And mostly 99.9% of the world has that mentality, that kind of determination. And because of that, the material commercial world is going on, right? So many restaurants in Bombay, many restaurants. Why? Tongue, right? People want to enjoy the tongue. So they go to a 5-star restaurant and this restaurant and so many different types of restaurants. Commercial activities are happening because people are attached to sense gratification. So that's one determination. And that, and a certain consciousness develops when that determination is there, that I am the body and I will enjoy the body. A humbogi, I will enjoy, I'm the enjoyer. Just opposite of that is the determination or the mental, manasa, by the mind. One makes a determination that I will serve Krishna. I will satisfy, I will work in such a way to try to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Right? And such a person who has that determination, has that manasa, has that mental effort to satisfy Krishna, has a different consideration. That consideration is that I'm separate from the body. The body is not me. I am the soul. I'm the eternal spirit soul. This, it's like you're either this way or you're that way. Krishna consciousness means to be in the light. To have material consciousness means to be in the darkness. When the sun is out, a very hot sun, people try to take shelter of the shade of the tree, right? So there's the sunlight, the bright sunlight, and there's the shade. Right? Now you can either be in the shade or you can be in the bright sun. Is there any in between? No in between. Same way, either we are determined to use our senses, to use this body in the service of God, in the service of Krishna, or it's just the opposite, we want to use this body for sense gratification. Using the body for sense gratification has its result, it's called frustration. Total, unambiguous frustration. Unhappiness. Why? Well, I saw on TV that person was dancing with like anything, looked like he was happy to me. for some short time, right? That same actor that you saw dancing in the Bollywood film, looked so happy, experiences a lot of loneliness. So much loneliness that sometimes they commit suicide, isn't it? We read in the paper, actor, film star, movie star, actress, lonely, depressed, right? But it looks like, from a casual viewer of the Bollywood film, that everybody's really enjoying in that film. Right? But material life is not like that. And even if it is, it's only for a short time. Because the body, it doesn't last. Right? You grow old. In old age, the senses don't work. Can't hear so well. Right? You can't read the book. You have to have glasses. Right? Sridhar Swami used to say, let me put my eyes on. Then I can read it. Let me put my eyes on. Right? Can't hear. You know, if you go to a place where old people live, all you hear is, what'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say? What was that? From one room to the other. What? Ears don't work. So one who is in this determination to enjoy the senses and to be happy by sense gratification, what are they headed for? Frustration and unhappiness. But one who has practiced to serve Krishna, who knows that pleasure comes not from the body, but from the source of all pleasure, Krishna, their happiness is unlimitedly increasing. They're detached from the city of nine gates. Right? They know it's working, the body is working, but it's working by the nature. It's working by the modes of material nature. Right? The body is doing its thing, but I'm situated separately. So this Krishna is referring to here, and Krishna is explaining, you know, you can have your choice. You want to live a life of frustration? Then go for sense gratification. You want to live a life of what is he called here? Sukham, right? Want to live a life of happiness? Then serve Krishna. It's as simple as that. And that service to Krishna begins with the tongue. The tongue vibrates and tastes. For tasting, one can taste food that is offered to Krishna. And for vibrating, one simply has to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For the materialist who's interested in sense gratification, if they're successful at something, they are under the impression that they did it, right? Prakrite kriyamanane gunan karmani sarvashah ahankaram vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. What is that ahankar? That ahankar is that I'm the doer, right? By my expert abilities, I did all these things, right? And Krishna explains that is vimudha, foolishness. We're not this body, and therefore we're not able to do anything. What's going on is the material nature. I may think I'm raising my hand, but the soul is separate from the material nature. It's the material nature that is acting, not the soul. The soul is like seated inside the car, Yantya Rudrani Mayaya. You know, the car is performing so many activities. A combustion engine, right? There's a carburetor. The carburetor is mixing gas and air, which is being forced into the piston chambers and gets a little spark from the spark plug and creates an explosion and throws the piston down, and it turns the crank, which turns the wheel, which turns the tires. So many things going on. So the guy sitting in the car, you know, sometimes you hear right behind our temple, in front of this chroma, there's a strip, a little strip, you know, where there's no speed bumpers, no speed bumps, you know? So they try to race there. Right? They bring their new Suzuki motorcycle, Yamaha motorcycles. Prabhupada once, he was given class, and you could hear the, like, race car going. Prabhupada said, he thinks he is the car. Yes. Like that, we think we are this body, foolishly, and think we're doing all these things. If you're working for Krishna, then Krishna will enlighten us. The Lord will enlighten us that we are not this body, that we are working differently. The body is working by, it's the energy of Krishna. It's doing things. And there'll be a result from that. And that also is dependent on Krishna. But only if you're Krishna conscious. Only if you're doing things for the pleasure of Krishna. If you're doing things for sense gratification, another result will come. Attachment. As soon as you become attached, there's fear. Bhaya. Right? What is that bhaya? What is that fear? That fear is the underlying subconscious understanding that one day this body will be finished. It's inevitable. No one can avoid it. No matter how good your medicine doctor, the best doctor in Bombay, the best medicine, still, what is the death rate? 100%. Everyone's going to die. So that frustration is in everyone's consciousness. Who wants to enjoy this material body? And just opposite to that, a devotee of the Lord who's rendering service to Krishna, understanding that this material nature is Krishna's energy. It's working according to his arrangement, not my arrangement. He's free from fear. Abhaya. Srila Prabhupada's name was Abhay Chanan. Right? What that means? At whose feet? At whose feet you can become free from fear? At whose feet you can become free from fear? Krishna, the Supreme Lord. If we go to the feet of Krishna, then we can become free from fear. Otherwise, this material world is a very dangerous place. So much danger. Last 10 months, 11 months, so many people are dying. And everyone is afraid. It's a fearful place, dangerous place. Just now people are starting to go out, move around. There'll be some other thing after this, there'll be some other thing, and then some other thing. Fear. But who can be fearless? Only those persons that have their consciousness fixed in Krishna, that have their senses actively engaged in the service of Krishna, they are fearless. Fearless. So, that's the sum and substance of this verse. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Proji, in the translation proper writing that giving up the mental activities, in general we see that activities we have to give up, activities we can see, the mental activities we have to give up.
How yeah, it says here that he controls the his nature and mental and mentally renounces all actions. Mentally means, like I explained in the lecture, that renunciation means making a determination to serve Krishna. That's real renunciation. Not that you don't do anything. The body, we have a body. The body has senses. They require engagements. If we engage the senses in Krishna's service, that's the renunciation. Not doing anything is not renunciation, right? But doing things in the service of Krishna, making that determination that I, you know, from now on I will serve Krishna. So a person who does that, Krishna takes charge in their life, right? A person who is not determined to serve the Lord, but wants to serve the senses, becomes a, he has to face the reaction of his activities, good or bad, right? Bad, of course, we can understand. We don't want to suffer, so we don't want to do bad activities. But one will be forced to do bad activities because they will strictly be under the control of the three modes of material nature. Strictly. Right? And they'll do so many things that they didn't intend to do. It seems like, as Arjuna explains, it's almost as if they did it by force. But yes, they were forced. They were forced by lusty desires, controlled by the three modes of material nature, to do so many things. It's only when the senses are engaged in the service of Krishna, and when the mental determination is there to please Krishna, that we don't have reactions, good or bad. We have what Prabhupada calls Krishna karma, Krishna reaction. Then we can live peacefully without any anxiety. Is that okay? Any other questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, is renouncing the activities and renouncing the fruits of the activities, both are on the same level of...
In order to renounce the fruits of activities, one has to offer them to someone. Right? Just imagining that you're renouncing the fruits of your activities is not enough. Right? And real renunciation means to offer whatever result that comes from your activities in the service of the Lord. That's real renunciation. The other renunciation is kind of artificial. Because what can you renounce? You can renounce what you have. But if you don't own anything near Mama, what will you renounce? You know, Prabhupada gives the example of the 100 rupee note on the street. And one guy comes by and says, I renounce that. I don't want that. Hare, it's not your 100 rupees. How are you renouncing it? So the Mayavadis, they're like that. The body doesn't belong to them. The mind doesn't belong to them. Right? So they think they're renouncing something, but they're not renouncing anything. They don't want anything to renounce. It all belongs, it's all the energy of God. Real renunciation. So that our renunciation is not so firm. It's artificial. Real renunciation is to recognize that whatever there is the energy of God and it should be used in God's service. Like the person who finds the note and says, well, this must belong to somebody. I should find out who owns it. That's called Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagi Uchite. using everything in the service of Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. We see that in the life of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada engaged whoever it was in Krishna's service. He was serving Krishna, and if you were with him, he would engage you in serving Krishna. And he didn't make any distinction. Anyone that came, he would try to engage them in Krishna's service. We read from the Lilamrita, right? I mentioned this before. Jamuna was there, came to her sister's wedding, right? And Prabhupada was cooking the feast for the wedding. Now, normally, sannyasis, what they have to do with weddings? They're renounced, right? But here, Srila Prabhupada was cooking for the wedding. And he engaged Jamuna, right? That time, she didn't know anything. She stepped outside while she was cooking to have a cigarette. But Srila Prabhupada, very patiently, very tolerantly, instructed, okay, when she got back, wash her hands, and taught her how to cook. So this is engaging everything and everyone in the service of Krishna. If you read the life of Srila Prabhupada in Lilamrita, you get an idea how that, engaging everyone in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada was very expert. Pure devotees are expert at so many things, but mostly at engaging others in Krishna's service.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you were mentioning about that sometimes we do things and we feel, we think that it is our expertise made that, and you said that it is mudha, foolishness. So for a practicing devotee, how to see or how to overcome this things?
Best way to overcome our ignorance, our avidya, is to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And secondly, to take knowledge from Srila Prabhupada's books. Keep in association with devotees. And that way, gradually, the concept that I am the doer will be diminished. Gradually. Like, the moon, it slowly becomes full, right? It doesn't all of a sudden become slowly. So one's Krishna consciousness increases, and at the same time, one's avidya decreases, or ignorance decreases. Desire for sense gratification decreases. When you go to buy sabji in the market, the guy puts the scale up and he throws a weight on there, and then he throws the sabji on that, and it, 1 kilo, okay, right? Now, in the same way, when we have material desires, right, and then that will go up, that will come down, and our Krishna consciousness, right, will be less. The opposite, if you put a lot of Krishna consciousness on the scale, then our desires for sense gratification will go down. Right? So, that's why it's so important to have association with devotees. And Srila Prabhupada formed this International Society for Krishna Consciousness for that fact, to give people an opportunity to render service to Krishna, to hear about Krishna, hear about Krishna's glories, to hear Krishna's philosophy in Bhagavad Gita, so that they can make their lives perfect. And the perfect life means that they're living in the world, but they're happy. Happy. We should be happy. Prabhupada's instruction was, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. When Srila Prabhupada, for the first time, he came inside his room in Vrindavan. How many have seen Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan? Raise your hand. So in 1974, that room was finished, but nothing else was finished. Temple was still under construction, but they had finished Srila Prabhupada's room. So Srila Prabhupada was coming into the room from the first time, and the room was filled with devotees. I couldn't get inside. I was outside at the window looking in. And there was a devotee standing next to me, but I didn't notice who that was. I was just looking inside the room, all the devotees, and then Prabhupada came from his bedroom into the main room that was filled with all the devotees. And this devotee next to me said, "Chant Hare Krishna, be happy." Just like Prabhupada said it, you know. It was spontaneous. And I looked over to see who it was, and it was Vishnu Jan Maharaj. As soon as he saw Srila Prabhupada, he just spontaneously said, "Chant Hare Krishna, be happy." But that was Prabhupada's message to all of us, is to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And get out of this material world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.
Ji, Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita ki. One question online.
One question online. Well, this class is on YouTube live, so our audience is there in YouTube, and if they have a question, they can also ask a question. So this is the first question that we've gotten live on YouTube. You YouTubers out there, thank you very much for your question.
My daughter has left this world a month back.
Who?
This Mataji's daughter has left this world a month back.
Yeah.
And I do not know why I do not have tears in my eyes. I say she has reached Krishna's abode. So why should I cry? And people say that I am abnormal.
Well, if you're actually convinced that your daughter went back to the spiritual world, it's happiness. Why should you cry? It's good. Because in this material world, there's a lot of sadness. There's birth, there's death, there's old age and disease. And if someone can actually perfect their life by going back to Godhead, back to the place where of Vaikuntha or Krishna Loka, where there's no more birth, death, old age, and disease, well, it's a occasion of happiness in one sense. But on the other hand, it's also natural to grieve for the loss of a loved one. But there's others who can understand spiritually the progressiveness of leaving this material world behind. That's also okay. Many people will say many things, that we're abnormal or normal or supernormal, but why we should care for what they say? Rather, we should practice Krishna consciousness, think of Krishna, and that will be our perfection.
Another question. Can one be a part of LGBT community?
You can be, I suppose.
And still be a devotee of Lord Krishna?
Our prescription for being a devotee of Lord Krishna is that one will chant the name of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, who's a devotee of Krishna? Someone who's a devotee of Krishna is one who chants the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Now, along with that, there's details of how to chant the holy name of Krishna. And with that, there's four principles that we follow. And one of them is no illicit sex life, right? So there's no, someone's sexual inclination may be what other people might not consider normal. And so we say, avoid all sex life. Fix your mind on Krishna. Chant the holy name of Krishna. And be happy. We may think I'm LBTXYZ. So many things you can think we are. Even I'm thinking I'm a man. It's an illusion. I'm not a man. I'm not a man or a woman. In front of Krishna, everyone is female. In Krishna Loka, there's only one Purusha, Krishna. Everyone else is his kingara, servant. Right? So we have roles that we follow, what's considered normal. Nowadays, there's a lot of extra normal roles that people play. We don't deride them, but it's the same thing. Whatever your identification is, unless it's Jivir Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das, it's misconstrued, right? So our process is chant the holy name of Krishna, follow the regulated principles of devotional service so that we can understand our true identity, which is the eternal servant of Krishna. And that's what the verse was about. You forget these identities with the body, right? Forget this identity. How to do that? By engaging the body in the service of Krishna. And how will you do that? By having association with devotees. Get fixed up with association, and whatever your false, whatever your identification is, it's false anyway, so it'll melt away in time. And you'll come up with the real identification of being the servant of Krishna. Okay? Any more questions?
Yes, Praji.
Wow.
Praji, YouTube Association is very enlivening. YouTube Association is very enlivening.
Okay.
Is it okay not to go to temple due to Corona?
The Corona's over. You can come to the temple now. Better you come to the temple. Yes, when the lockdown was going on, people weren't coming to the temple because the temple wasn't open. But now that the lockdown is over, don't use that excuse, oh, I'll see it on YouTube. You still have to come to the temple because you have legs. So you should use those legs in walking to the temple. Otherwise, your legs will have you walking to the cinema or walking to the, right, so many other places. So use those legs and come to the temple and you'll become enlightened and happy. All right, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Sang